Yes, of course, you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hey, it's the grumpy old bastard.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
That's what they call me, the grumpy old bastard. Lovely, endearing words. What could be more socially distancing than a radio show? I mean, seriously. You know, people talk about the good old days, and I now have a definition of the good old days. It's any days other than these days. Those would be the good old days. The only good thing about these days, and I mean the only good thing, is the social awareness of making people equal, treating people respectfully, and not putting up with the injustice and the bullshit. And if that comes out, then these are the good days. But you can count on America to still harvest its crop of bastards. Of people that just don't get it, won't get along with anybody, or selfish, egotistical idiots who don't know the meaning of the word idiot, because that's what they are. They're still making those people, somehow. And there's still one in the White House, so far. I don't know who you are, I don't know what you look like, but I know this. I don't know who you are, and then I don't know what you look like. Yesterday my dog wanted to sit in my lap, and I said, 6 feet apart, Actually, a dog should be 4 feet apart. Get it? 4 feet on a dog? Get it? Okay, fine. That's enough. That'll do it for the music portion of the program. That's Jason Shaw, who does the theme song for our program, and has said, Ron, use it. So we do. Thank you, Jason. And I also thank Mr. John Shanahan. He's the voice that you hear at the beginning of the program with the introductions and does many of the comedy pieces on the program and comedy writing. Without John, there would be no John. And then there's Nicole Reed. She's the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. The function that she actually serves here is that she books many of the national interviews that we do on this program. Thank you, Nicole. I couldn't be bothered myself. So thank you for doing it. There's always somebody who will do that kind of crap. I'm going to write a book, How to Make Friends and Enemies, with an accent on the enemy part. How are you, by the way? How you doing? You relax, I'll take it from here. You don't have to do anything but just sit there and shut up. This is a luxury for you. Isn't it, huh? You like this? Huh? It's not going to go on forever. I'll take care of things. I'll talk to you. I'll point out things that you didn't even realize in a very loving, caring, humorous manner. Because that's what I do. And I'm always concerned about you, the listener. Again, I don't know who you are. I don't really care. But I'm always concerned about you. And I always say at the beginning of the program, how are you? How are you doing? Are your hopes outweighing your fears? Probably not. I just hope. I mean, I don't like to talk about the epidemic, pandemic thing. One thing really bothers me. If you know anybody who's gotten really sick from this or has actually died from it, this ain't so freaking funny. Number two is that there are idiots walking the earth, especially in this country, that are going to screw it up for everybody. If you're really careful and you pay attention and you do what they suggest you do, things are going to slow down and everything's going to be fine. And things will get back to quote-unquote normal in a soon kind of manner. If you walk around and screw this thing up for everybody, I won't like you very much. That means you wear your mask when you're supposed to. You don't say to yourself, well, I'm just a kid. I don't care if I get it. I'll be fine. Screw everybody else. That's not the spirit. Get it together. And to Donald Trump, you are a sad, sad example of a human being. Sorry to say that, but come on, man. You know it. All right, I'm not here to do that. I am here to keep you informed, and therefore, it's time for the fact of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's fact of the day.
Thank you very much. This is a fact. Google this sucker. Go, not now. Stay where you are. Not later. Do it. Google this. It's absolutely true. I don't have to do footnotes anymore. You got the Google machine. You can fact check this thing yourself. Here's the deal, man. A lot of what's online, by the way, is not true and is phony. You have to go to various sites and then weigh it yourself because you're supposed to have a brain to figure this out yourself without people telling you what to think, okay? All right, here's the deal. Donald Trump, have you ever heard of him, by the way? He's the president of the United States. How the hell did that happen? Your fault. Anyway, he's the president. This has been reported that he turned to his White House advisor and said to his White House advisor, one of the many, or we call them yes people, he said, I swear this is true, he said, Finland, is that a part of Russia? And the White House aide turned to him and didn't know what to say. No, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, it isn't. I mean, come on. I mean, a second grader knows that. Oh, jeez. That scared me, amongst 2 billion other things that he says and does. Donald, I'm going to give you a shovel, and you can dig your own political grave. You make it so easy for everybody. Donald, last time you ran for president, nobody knew who you were. And they said, we'll take a chance. How bad can it be? Let's give it a shot. We hate Hillary. That's how you got in, my friend, not because people loved your little feet. Now, Donald, you've got a 4-year track record of the most abysmal stuff ever created, ever thought of by a human being, except for your 33% who follow you and kiss you and kiss your feet and blah, 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 blah. I'm surprised it's one-third. It should be like 2 people, but whatever. But Donald, now you got a track record, and we're in the middle of a pandemic, which you have handled royally awful. telling people, this is nothing, don't worry about it. Yeah, right. And living on the success of the economy, now it's not the success anymore. And also, so can't do that one. And also, Donnie, everybody's got a job. It's the lowest unemployment rate ever. No, Donnie, now it's the highest unemployment rate ever. Donnie, you better break out the pandemic jokes at your next rally, because that's all you got going. 33% of them will like it. Okay, that's enough about him. I talked about this yesterday, and I'm serious. I live in the Massachusetts general area in New England, thus the name New England Broadcasting. Thanks for coming. Member FDIC. And here in New England, we're going through a heat wave. It hasn't rained. Well, let me put it to you this way. Noah and the Ark aren't going to happen here. Noah, you can go back to go back home. Ain't going to be building no arcs here at all. Don't gather two animals. It's a waste of time. Hasn't rained in a long time. Here's the problem. And also, it's like 90 degrees out every day, like forever. Not a drop of rain in sight unless somebody spits on the ground. Then maybe you get a little dampness, which, by the way, you're not supposed to do right now. I don't know, man. And here's the problem. 4th of July is coming around that corner when she comes. And because of the pandemia, almost all firework displays have been canceled in almost all states. So there won't be any big gatherings of people watching fireworks, so they can stand in a mosquito-filled swamp, look up and go, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh. That's all we do with fireworks. We just stand there and go, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ooh. So much ahing and ooing going on. It's very odd. It's very odd. People just standing, looking up. That's about all they do. Oh, before they stand and look up, they sit down on a blanket. Then they stand up and look. It's like you've never seen anything like that before, but of course you have. And when you get home, you're bitten by mosquitoes. It takes you 5 hours to get out of the parking lot. It's a pain in the ass. Fireworks are a pain in the ass. They're explosions, all right? Any veteran who has been through training or any type of combat is probably not going to love the sound of explosions in the air. Might be a little bit of a downer for them. Might cause some problems. So out of respect, I say get rid of the freaking fireworks, man. There's people walking around like, whoa. Dogs can't stand it. Dogs start shaking and barking. And then these stupid human beings, they just stand there. And, ooh. So I don't like fireworks. Have you figured that out yet? I'll watch them on TV, but you know, if I'm watching them on TV, then somebody somewhere is being bothered by them. But here's the problem that I was alluding to about 20 hours ago. Everything's very dry. The slightest little amber, little spark flying through the air from a firework, a piece of hot ash, if that touches a very dried out piece of grass or a leaf or kindling or something in nearby woods or a nearby tree or a nearby house or a nearby roof, when things are extremely dry, there hasn't been rain forever, Noah, that can cause some problems like fires. So here's my suggestion. No one's going to listen to me anyway, but I'll say it anyway. Don't do the fireworks. It's not a good idea. Unless you're living in an area of the country where it's been raining all the time, that's fine. I think the country's midsection... Sounds a little silly, doesn't it? I think the midsection is getting rain almost every day. You can do fireworks, I suppose. But where it's been dry, totally dry, with water shortages, etc., don't do it. Don't do it. That can be a problem. I wish I had a pulpit, you know. This sounds really stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway, because what difference does it make anymore? I've always wanted to be a priest or a preacher, but not in a religious sense. I wouldn't talk about religion. I would talk about people. And I would stand behind this pulpit, and people would come to see me, like at one of my comedy shows, only different. They'd sit there, and there'd be organ music in the background to make it sound legit. And I'd stand there, and I'd wear a towel around my neck, just in case I start sweating. Again, no religious connotation. And I would just spout off about society and how we should all treat each other, like, really, really well. Instead of saying, I'm going to do what I want, you should be saying to the person next to you, if I do this, would that bother you? That would be sensitive. It's time for America to be sensitive. For once. Get this I, me stuff out of your system and start thinking about the other people. How can I make other people feel good? How can I make them feel good about themselves? How can I spread a smile? How can I give people hope and courage? It's to drop the me, I stuff. And that means to take your ego down like 50 notches, Donald. Sometimes, and I'm serious about this, and you probably do it too. Let's bond here for a second. Let's have a bonding exercise. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning, and I'll be lying in bed, and I wake up, and I wonder if this has all been a nightmare. I do it with the pandemic thing. Is this really going on? Is this really still happening? Did it ever really happen? And of course, I realize, yeah, I guess so. The other thing is I'll wake up, I'll sit up in bed, and I'll say to myself, is Trump really president? Did that really happen? And of course it did. Those two things blow my mind. How could any or either of those things had taken place here? Yeah, that happens frequently. And hopefully, this is my ray of hope. Hopefully someday both those things will be rectified to the point where they were nothing but destructive, horrible experiences that I don't care to go through ever again. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is my pulpit.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Sarah. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, Sarah Bendrick joins us. She's a licensed landscape contractor, but more importantly, she's an author and a TV personality, and she lends her information to us today. Where are you standing right now, Sarah? You sound like you're outside.
I am outside. Can you hear the birds? I'm in Ashland, Virginia.
Oh, nice. Nice. Is it quiet there and peaceful?
Oh my gosh, it's so peaceful. There's so many trees. It's quite beautiful.
Wow, I love peace and quiet. I wish you'd tell my neighbors that. Anyway, we have learned a new appreciation for the outdoors all across the country and the world. and an appreciation for our backyards or whatever view we see out of our window. And landscaping is pretty much becoming a hobby for many people and an enjoyment, I think.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, people are spending so much time at home right now in particular that I think the appreciation for landscaping and what you have outside your home has become increasingly important to people.
Sarah, I see all these shows on television and their property looks beautiful. And I say to myself, I wish I had a beautiful property too. And I guess there's, things that I can do in order to come close to that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things you can do. And what I like to suggest for people when they're starting off is to go to a local nursery, and you want to look for either native plants or climate appropriate plants, because so many of us just see something pretty on the shelf, we buy it, we put it in the ground, and then wonder why it doesn't do well.
Yeah.
But if we're a little more particular with the plants that we put in, they're already adapted to our natural areas, mm-hmm. whether it's the weather, the rain, or the soil. And so if you can get those native or climate-appropriate plants, you'll be better off from the start.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is any place an okay place to plant things, or does it have to be a certain type of soil, or do I add soil?
So all of us have different types of soil depending on where you are. And one of the biggest tricks is look at your neighbor's yard and see what's doing well, because that's the best soil sample you're going to get.
So I can take a picture of it when they're not home and then look it up and see what it is. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's great apps for that too.
Okay. Well, now, what about watering the lawn, or whether you do it with a system or a hand hose, whatever the case may be? I'm always confused the best times to do that.
Yeah, so watering your lawn, I really suggest doing it super early in the morning. That way, the water has a lot of time to soak in and it's not being evaporated by the heat or the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing you can do to make sure that you have a nice, healthy lawn is you can use a mulching lawnmower. Still has one, and it's a really awesome one. It's the MRA 460, and it's one that it's self-propelling, mm-hmm. but you can also have it mulch. And so if you're pushing it and it's mulching, it's basically throwing little pieces of grass on top of the grass, and as those sink in and decompose, they add nutrients to the soil, which is really nice, and it helps green your lawn for a lot longer time.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. If one decided I'm going to work on my lawn and my landscaping and make what I look like, what I look at really pretty all the time, what are some of the tools or some good tool ideas that would help me along with that?
Sure. So there's a lot of different tools that you can use. And one thing that's really trending right now is battery-powered tools in particular.
Yes.
And I think it's trending for a lot of reasons. Honestly, they're really easy to use. I use them all the time, either whether it's my own backyard or in a professional job. And part of the reason is you don't have to use the messy oil and gases anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is push a battery in. And a lot of these systems, like the full line from Steel, you can transfer one battery from one machine into another and then just keep rotating in and out. So whether you want to hedge a bush or you want to trim, if you want to use an edger or something like that, you just switch the battery in from one tool to the other, which is pretty cool. And they're also lightweight, and another thing is that they don't put out a lot of noise as much as, say, a gas-powered tool would.
Yeah, all my landscaping things are corded, and so I have like a 100-foot extension cord, and I'm always and I don't, that's now I gotta, get rid of those because it's a pain in the butt. I always think I'm gonna cut the cord by mistake.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the corded, they're really,
the
trend is really on the battery because the power is there.
Really?
That, technology has come so far that, honestly, I think they're the best options for homeowners and professionals,
and
depending on what you're doing.
The price has come down a little bit on those things, too. So
that's the thing
cool.
with technology. As it gets better over time, they get more powerful and the price points come down a little bit for these different tools. But it's always worth spending making sure you get a quality tool, because you don't want to be doing more work than you need to trying to keep a tool up.
Yeah.
Just like you with your corded, trying to have to move it out of the way to actually get anything done.
What about compost projects? Sounds disgusting. Compost to me is like what a cow does, but I guess that's not the case necessarily. Well,
cows make great compost. But
oh, no.
You can make your own version that's a little cleaner by using your food scraps. And when you do that, you want to make sure that you're just using greens. You're not using animal products or fats or oils.
Right.
But all the rest of your food scraps, you can toss in a bin. And this is just one way of doing it. Mm-hmm. But it's an easy way is you toss it in a bin, and then you also want to take your lawn scraps or dried leaves and mix them in there all together. And after you put them in there, you can turn it every once in a while. And the benefit of doing that is that you're keeping it from going into the landfill. But now you have this really nutrient-dense compost that you can repurpose into your garden that your plants will really eat up. They'll love it.
Yeah. Trees are, I just sit in the backyard and look at trees these days, and I get very calm and refreshed. And I would like to plant some trees, providing shade and all that kind of stuff. But how do I do that right?
Yeah, so planting trees, you want to, getting the spacing is good. So you want to figure out what tree you want, and I highly recommend going to a local nursery, at least consulting with them, because they're going to have a huge variety and a huge knowledge source mm-hmm. of what type of trees and how high and tall and wide they grow in your region specifically. But things you need to consider is how close are you planting it to the house, because, of course, they're going to have right. canopies, and you don't want to have to be pruning it off the house and yeah. also having roots intrude on the foundation. So a good 10 feet away minimum is nice, depending on what you're doing. And then, of course, you want to be considerate of your neighbors, too. If you're getting a deciduous tree and putting it on your property line, they might not appreciate mm-hmm. all the leaf drop if they weren't planning for
mm-hmm.
it.
Huh. Now, I had a garden when I lived up in Rochester, New York, and for some reason the soil was very fertile and everything was great. But I battled between, you know, what to spray on the stuff to keep the bugs off of it, because they would ravish the lettuce with these little mealyworms and crap. But I don't want to use pesticides. So what do I do if I want to start a nice vegetable garden or an herb garden, but I'm concerned about the bugs?
Sure, and I think you're on the right track. You don't want to have to use a bunch of insecticides and stuff like that, because that does sit on the leaf and then we eat it, so that's not ideal.
Yeah.
If you can go with more organic choices, which they do have mm-hmm. available, that's great. But maybe one of the most important things is having diversity in your garden. So instead of planting a bunch of one thing, having a few different types of plants. So if one is attacked by a certain type of bug, it's not decimating the whole crop.
Okay.
And then also you want to have good spacing between them. And most importantly is just healthy plants. And so if you have a good soil fertilizer or a soil inoculant,
mm-hmm.
Those plants are a lot stronger and can resist more. So when you're using chemical fertilizers and stuff like that, the soil isn't as strong.
Okay.
So I highly recommend going all organic and using a bunch of different types of plants in your garden. That way it's a stronger system overall.
How do you keep the animals out of a garden when animals can climb fences better than I can?
So it depends on, the animal that you're trying to avoid.
Squirrel.
But a lot of times I'll do raised garden beds and usually only have them about 2 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And if you have stuff climbing in from the bottom, you can actually wrap it with metal if they're like little animals, and they won't be able to climb up the metal. And another thing you can do if they're birds or something coming from the top is you could put either PVC pipes or bamboo or something in the corners and maybe in the midsections, and then you wrap like a bird wrap going around it. And you can use like a staple to put it down, and you can just lift it up when you need to get into your garden.
Nice.
That's a great way of keeping things off from eating your vegetables.
Yeah. I see people doing landscaping and gardens and gardening work, and they just look so peaceful and so self-fulfilled. And it's just so humanly natural to do that. It's just very calming to see.
Yeah, it really is. Gardening and working outside is something that I think is so intrinsically human that really helps ground us, especially in the time right now with our current climate.
Yeah.
Encouraging people to get outside is really important. And in working in their yards, when you're inside your house even and looking out your window, if you could see something that you're proud of or something that makes you happy, I think it really affects you in a deeper level.
Yeah. So tell me where people can get more information if they're getting into this now and now they have questions that I didn't ask. Where do they go?
Yeah, we have a bunch more information and tips on greenyourbackyard.com. And then also I wanted to mention that June is safety month, so you want to make sure you get all your protective gear as well if you're buying any new tools.
Oh.
But yeah.
Okay. And you've written books too, I understand.
Yes, I have. So I did a landscape book a few years ago about a bunch of different projects, and I targeted towards homeowners, showing them how to do things step by step that were more construction heavy.
Cool.
So for people trying to tackle their own backyards.
All right. Is there a Sarah Bendrick site?
yes, just sarahbendrick.com.
Okay, that's easy enough. Okay.
Well, absolutely.
Thanks for all the information. Happy gardening, and you take care.
Well, thank you so much, and I would love to hear if you end up picking up some battery tools, battery-powered tools. I know the steel line is really awesome, so I'll have
yeah,
to keep in touch.
I will definitely do that, and then you got to help me get rid of the ones with the cords, which I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, you got to move up here. You got to catch up with the time.
I got to move on. All right, thanks, Sarah.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you've been wonderful today, as usual. Here on the program, we don't endorse anything. We simply do some interviews for you here, and you do what you want with it. You know what I say? Know what I'm saying? We also provide many, many services across the globe and across the universe, and one of them is your daily horoscope. Some of you are hooked into that thing, and these days, I guess you got to turn somewhere for advice. So we got a horoscope for you. Mm-hmm. Kip?
Greetings, fellow planet travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape. Let's see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, if your life seems like it's going nowhere this month, take heart in knowing that you are absolutely correct. That counts for something. Pisces, they say it's very rare for people to get attacked by wild bears in the city, but you are about to prove them wrong. Aries, this month your lucky number is 3, if you know what I mean. Taurus, you know that list of hopes and dreams you've secretly been keeping? Might want to change the title to Bucket List and get going on it. Gemini, the delivery boy is going to add a little something extra to the next pizza you order. Perhaps it's time to reconsider the whole no tipping the delivery boy thing? Cancer. Don't put off your big plans just because it looks like someone else beat you to it. There's definitely room for 2 transgendered Caitlins in the world. Leo. A mysterious stranger will approach you with an intriguing proposition soon. The stars are a little unclear, so it's 50-50 that it might be a mugging. Virgo, put the sadness of the past behind you and get back out there in the world. This time, though, put on some pants first, and you're still not allowed near schools. Libra, pursue your dreams no matter what other people say. If you ask me, the world could probably use more whale gynecologists. Scorpio, not looking like a great month for you. The job situation is iffy, the romance will probably come to an end, finances are rocky, but look on the bright side. When and if it eventually shows up. Good luck. Sagittarius, a little more fiber in the diet wouldn't hurt, Capricorn, nobody likes Mondays, of course, but for you, this Tuesday is like, wow, the stars are like cringing and talking about how to express their condolences. I'd say stay inside, but probably not going to make a difference. I'm Kip Starchild, and that's your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Until next time, peace.
Well, thank you, Kip. And I'm going to wish you peace as well. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new show. I hope you join me then. At any time of your convenience, I'll be here, waiting for you to click on me. Have yourselves a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. Until then, on Monday, you'll be here? Yes? Good. I wish you peace.